Did you watch the eclipse? Did you buy those strange, funky solar eclipse glasses? Synchronize your watch? Look up to the heavens and pray that the clouds won't cover the sun? Or are you one of those skeptics? Do you just simply sit back in your easy chair, laugh at the spectacle, and glad that you didn't have to hassle yourself and go out in the middle of the field?
Welcome to Earth Stories, special episode.
I never seen a solar eclipse or a lunar eclipse for that matter. It's not because I'm not into those things. I am. I'm into the planets, the stars, but for some strange reason, I just haven't seen an eclipse. Probably because I work overnight. That could be a factor. When I wanted to see the eclipse or the either lunar or solar, I was busy at work or sleeping. But when this one came around, I was at the right place in the right time to see it. Not the most ideal place. I live in Ottawa, Canada. We only had a partial eclipse. I had to go out of my jurisdiction if I wanted to see the full thing. But my wife, she encouraged me to buy those funky, strange glasses and take my boy to see it. So I did. I bought them online and I was happy when they showed up. It was a big fuss about getting the right glasses because there's a lot of scam artists out there that say that these ones are approved by NASA. By NASA itself. But when you put them on, it's not going to be good for you. So you have to get the right ones, the ISO glasses. So I shopped around. And also, I'm not sure about your town. Here in Ottawa, all of the schools were canceled. Not because they wanted the students to see the eclipse. No, they were canceled because the danger of the students looking up into the heavens could blind them. Yeah, they didn't want any of the students to go blind. So they sent out an edict for the schools to be canceled. I mean, talking about an overreach. I guess in Canada, safety first all the time. So the glasses arrived. I put them on in the house just to try them out, and they were the right ones. And so my son, he was happy. We were all ready to watch the eclipse. But then something strange happened. I put the eclipse glasses in the dumpster. Yeah, that's right. Now, what happened is that, kind of like blaming it on my wife here. Hopefully she's not listening to this episode. By the way, she doesn't listen to the show, so I could be safe there. Whenever I'm leaving the house, she puts things by the door, some garbage, for me to take out. And so when the Amazon box came with the eclipse glasses, I opened the box, I tried one of them on in the house, and then I put it back inside the box. But then she thought that I've already taken out the glasses. But then she put it inside of a garbage bag for me to take to the garbage. I went out and I dumped it inside of this huge dumpster where there's a pizza shop. I came back in, you know, doing my manly duty.
The Husband of the Year award goes to York Campbell.
And then I was looking around for the glasses and I said, "Hey, honey, do you know where those eclipse glasses are?" And then she said,
"What are you talking about? I don't know where they are."
So I searched around and then she said,
"Wait a moment. Did you take out the garbage?"
My heart dropped right there. And I said, "Yeah, I took out the garbage. Don't tell me I threw away the eclipse glasses."
"You gotta go and find them."
So I went out to the dumpster.
I woke up this morning, the sun in the sky. But there's something special I can't deny. The eclipse is coming. It's gonna be grand. can, but there's just one problem. I can't find my glasses. Man, I search high and low, all around town, looking for those glasses, but they can't be found. I check my pockets, my drawers and my hat, but it seems like my glasses are playing hide and seek. Imagine that, dumpster diving for my eclipsed glasses. Gotta find them quick, time's passing fast. I don't wanna miss that heavenly sight, so I'm combing through the trash with all my might. Oh yeah.
I wasn't gonna dive into the dumpster. It's not like if it's an engagement ring. If it was that, then yeah, I'll dive right into it to find it. But it was these cheap, inexpensive eclipse glasses. So I stretched in, I saw the bag, and I pulled out the bag, hoping that the glasses will be in there, but it wasn't there. I went home defeated, and my wife said,
I can't believe this.
So I tried to make it up. I called all the stores that I could possibly call. I called Canadian Tire. Oh, there's no glasses there. I called Walmart.
Like, you gotta be kidding me? We sold out of eclipse glasses.
And I called a couple of other places, but still, no glasses. In fact, it looked like the whole of Ottawa was sold out. So I went back online to Amazon.
Help me, Amazon Prime. You're my only hope.
I found another pair. So it said that it's going to arrive. I don't know what time. Would it arrive before the solar eclipse? I didn't want to get my son's hopes up. I said, well, you know what, Elijah? It may not happen. And the next one is in like 100 and so years from now.
Fact check. The next total solar eclipse to be visible in Canada will occur on August 22nd, 2044. And the next partial solar eclipse will be on March 29th, 2025.
But then I heard a knock on my door. I ran to the door, and then I saw right in front of me the package. And there it was, the solar eclipse glasses. I could have easily looked at the eclipse just by going outside into the parking lot. But that's not the best view. So my son and I, we took a little trip to a soccer field. And there was people there, armed with their glasses, looking up to the heavens. So Elijah and I, we took out our glasses and we looked up. The sun was in a crescent shape. As I said to my followers on Twitter, that I could have taken pictures and sent them, but you have to be there. You have to be there in person just to take it all in. What I saw was God's handiwork, how he made the moon and the sun kiss each other in the skies. Also, what I saw for a brief moment, that everything seemed to stand still. The air was different, and everything darkened around us. And for that moment, I felt at one. Did you feel it as well? That we put aside our social and political differences to look at something that's bigger than us? It's humbling, isn't it? I wish that moment could be greater than just a couple of minutes. That we could all look up. That we could all be humbled. That we could all treat each other as fellow earthlings, rather than all of these divisions. Thank you for listening to this special episode. Season 7 is starting soon. Please continue to spread the word about Welcome to Earth Stories. And if you haven't subscribed, please do so, so that episodes such as this will magically appear on your device. And remember, be kind to each other. Be a good earthling. And I'll talk to you soon.
It's a rare event, right? I mean, why not take a chance to see something we may never see again?
As they say, it's a once-in-a-lifetime event.
The glasses are off! We are in the umbra! The Great North American Eclipse is happening right now above us! Oh my God!
It's way better than school.
It's amazing!
That is so beautiful.
I've been looking forward to this for the last however many years and encouraging all my friends to go.